With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No.com. 12 Conversation with San Jose Mercury News reporter John Wilner. Brought to you by Simply Seattle. Our friends at SimplySeattle.com have the most amazing collection of all things Seattle. Seahawks gear, UW hats, and the largest selection of Sonics gear anywhere in the world. Learn more at SimplySeattle.com.
Our friend from the hotline, San Jose Mercury News, John Wilner joins us. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, Dick. How are you?
Doing well. I've got to ask you, though. I see 46 minutes ago you tweet out, wow, have you seen how strict those San Francisco County health officials are? And then I click on the link and it's been deleted. So what did the link say?
Oh, yeah, I think there was an issue, then some kind of technical problem. So, you know, California is, believe it or not, going to allow high school sports this spring, including high school football. But it sounds like San Francisco County is not going to allow those sports. San Francisco County is still concerned about case counts and that kind of thing. So anytime, you know, I live in Santa Clara County, which has basically been the most restrictive county in the country for the whole pandemic, right? We booted the 49ers in Stanford. Well, but now my county is actually loosening its standard, its restrictions, and San Francisco isn't. So anytime Santa Clara County is more relaxed than you are, then you're in trouble.
So is that going to be one of those situations where high school teams, if they want to play, they're just going to have to practice and play games outside of their county?
That would be my guess.
Wow.
If they can make that work, yeah. Now, we'll see what happens, you know, in the next few weeks. There's going to be a lot of pressure if every other Bay Area county is allowing high school sports, and I believe that's the case. It's going to be hard for San Francisco to hold out.
I would think so. And you know, will this Yale study that showed that COVID cases did not increase in the counties that hosted college football and NFL games with fans have any influence on whether there'll be fans in the Pac-12 the upcoming months?
You know, it might. That had not been peer reviewed. Probably important to point that out. But at the same time, it was conducted by some doctors from Massachusetts General, and I'm good with Mass General. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, you know,
smarter guys than us are working at Mass General. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. Absolutely. But, you know, I think that there's certainly going to be some pressure to have fans. It will be probably a state by state. It might even be county by county. I mean, I don't know if King County and Whitman County are going to have the same, crowd sizes allowed in the fall for the Huskies and Cougars.
Right.
But I have to think that there'll be some. I mean, if the vaccination situation unfolds as we think it's going to in the next 2 or 3 months, there's going to be some. Maybe it's 50%, but it'll be better than nothing.
Yeah. No question about it. And Stanford, speaking of which, Stanford got some good news with some games being reclassified. Tell us what the situation was there as far as the Stanford basketball team now having what appears to be a better chance at the NCAA tournament than they did just 12 hours ago.
Yeah, much better chance. The NCAA, so Stanford basketball, in addition to Stanford football, Stanford basketball was booted out.
Right.
And they had to play five games in Santa Cruz County at the Warriors, Development League facility. And it was a, completely neutral site environment. They didn't even have the Stanford official scores, Stanford game ops. There was nothing about it that spoke to a home game. And the NCAA agreed to reclassify it as a neutral court. That change in classification gave Stanford two more quadrant one wins, which are the most valuable wins in terms of trying to get into the NCAA tournament. I think Stanford now has a much better chance. And now they have four quadrant one wins now instead of two. If they can get in, I mean, even if they get into the first four, even if they are the last team in the tournament, that is guaranteed $1.8 million for every school. And then if Stanford were to win a game, it would be another $1.8 million over time. So, you know, that's that's significant money for, you know, that's a strength, you know, that's an assistant strength coach. That's a nutritionist for football. You know, that's real money.
John Wilner joining us, San Jose Mercury News. And, you know, the wild, wacky world of California politics continues. Tell us about this new bill being proposed in the California state legislature. Give us kind of the main points of this. This is just bizarre.
And even for California, this is a little out there. So it's from an assembly person from who represents a district in the L.A. area. It includes Westwood. And basically, they're asking in this bill that the California universities pay athletes a royalty fee for name, image, likeness. Now, probably some of your listeners realize that athletes all across the country are going to be able to get paid for promotional appearances,
right,
you know, at some point here, right? So, but those payments will come from the private sector. Mm-hmm. This bill is saying the universities themselves must make royalty payments directly to the athletes. So the starting quarterback and the backup left guard would stand to make six figures if this bill were to pass. And that's obviously, there's gigantic problems with that. It would cause for the Pac-12, for the four California schools specifically. I don't know if it will pass. I mean, it's California. Anything could happen. But if it does pass, it's going to cause, you know, I don't know who else would be willing to compete against the California schools because they'd have this recruiting advantage.
They certainly would. I mean, but it would just it would absolutely fry their budgets, though. So, I mean, yes, it would help them get players, but would they even, I mean, would they have to, how would they deal that with Title IX and everything and all these losing propositions that they have in their sports department? I mean, they wouldn't have enough money to go around.
Well, they may not. So the way the math in the bill works out to basically for University of California, for instance, Cal would have to set aside, you know, 12-15 million a year to pay for football and men's basketball, women's basketball players. So obviously that's an enormous amount of money. And there's other problems with the bill too. I mean, it would force schools to suspend athletic directors for 3 years if you fall out of compliance with Title IX. It would severely limit your ability to do facility projects. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there that I just don't think is legal. Like, I don't think that the state legislature could tell Stanford or USC that they've got to suspend an employee. You can't do that. So it's probably going to get amended, but even if it gets amended, it's still potentially revolutionary and disruptive.
Weekly conversation with John Wilner. We love his stuff at the San Jose Mercury News, the Wilner Hotline. So why did Tyler Shuck transfer? I mean, it looked like Oregon had a pretty good thing going and a good quarterback there, and how does it affect their chances in the North?
Well, I don't think it affects their chances in the North at all, because I think I picked the Huskies before, and I'm sticking with the Huskies. I do think that they've got, you know, they got a five-star coming in, Ty Thompson. They've got some good quarterbacks on the roster as it is. I don't know if Shuck felt that the in-and-out nature of his being pulled out of the games in the Pac-12 championship and the Fiesta Bowl affected his outlook, or if it was something about the competition or exactly what, but it certainly was a little bit of a surprise. And you know, now they're going to have to, they got to come up with a new quarterback. I don't know who it's going to be. It could be the freshman, but that's just one more challenge that they're going to face. And I think that gives Washington even more of an advantage in the North.
Could be Cale Millen, right? I mean, he's certainly going to be a candidate.
It could be. They really think that freshman is really good, Ty Thompson from Arizona. But, you know, they've also got Anthony Brown, the transfer from BC.
That's
so
right.
They got options, but you know, a new quarterback is a new quarterback, right?
Yes.
So even if you got good options, there's still a learning curve, and they got that week two date in Columbus.
And Millen might just end up being a head-hunting safety, too. They might just take him off of, I saw how he hit in the special teams in the championship game. Did a pretty good job there. John Wilner joining us. You know, I love your stuff on Steve Sarkisian. I'm a proponent of Sarks. I am, if you take, you know, all Washington Husky fans and their opinions of the Sark era here at Washington, I am definitely on the more favorable side than some are. And I think this effect that he's going to have on the Pac-12 seems like a real one, because I think that is just a sleeping giant there in Austin.
Well, I agree. It's not only a sleeping giant. It's a sleeping giant that has a campus and community culture that's more aligned with the West Coast than Tuscaloosa or, you know, Baton Rouge, Athens, Georgia, right? I mean, Austin is a liberal city. And if you're the parent of a kid, Southern California, even Pacific Northwest, you know, you may just feel a little bit better about your kid going to school in Austin. And I think that is going to, you know, add to Sarkisian's ability to, you know, he's going to be targeted about it, right? He's not going to go after everybody.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a few kids that he is going to go after hard. We know he can recruit. I mean, I agree with you about his tenure in Washington. I understand why Husky fans are kind of down on him. But he did a heck of a job recruiting, right? I mean, a lot of that playoff team was his guys.
No, that's true. And the team that he came from, Alabama, you wrote a piece that I'd love you to explain. You kind of compared Alabama to the best of the best that the Pac-12 could put out there, right?
Oh yeah.
And a couple 3 weeks ago. And what did you find out in your research?
I looked at it's obviously very limited research. I just used recruiting stars as an indicator, and also draft NFL draft evaluations as an indicator of whether the all Pac-12, the first team all conference team, how it would fare against Alabama's starting 22, based mostly on the recruiting stars. And Alabama had way more 5 and 4 star players in its starting lineup than the all conference Pac-12 team did. And so, you know, that was, and I talked to a bookie or an odds maker, and he said, well, you know, what do you think? And he said Alabama by 7 to 10 points. And it just tells you how far the Pac-12 is away from playing, you know, playing for a championship and beating a team like Bama, Ohio State.
And it's not just the Pac-12. I mean, it's really the rest. It's really the other 112, 113 teams that aren't named Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State, right?
It is. The problem is the Pac-12 doesn't have any in their conference.
Yeah.
And the other teams, I mean, you can debate Oklahoma's viability over the last 4 or 5 years, but they have made the playoff. And, you know, certainly take Clemson out of the ACC, and the Pac-12 is a much better conference than the ACC is. But the way the system is set up is, you know, it's based on your best team. And that's where the Pac-12 has had a lot of problems. And that's why the Pac-12 needs to be, you know, shouting from the rooftops about expanding the playoff.
Well, how do we even the playing field? I mean, every other sport evens the playing field. I mean, you got salary caps, you've got draft lotteries, you've got revenue sharing, you got luxury tax. I mean, should we be doing the same thing in college football to eliminate this as we are in the pro sports? Because other than baseball, all the pro sports are doing something to give you parity.
Well, I mean, the easiest thing is also the most difficult thing would be to cut scholarships from, you know, 85 to 70, for instance. You know, that would create a trickle-down effect on some of the talent, but I don't think that's going to happen. So the next best answer is expand the playoff. You know, make it so that every champion of a Power Five gets in, and then at least you got a shot, right? Right now, the way it's set up, the Pac-12 basically has almost no shot, but then at least you got an eight-team event, and you never know what could happen.
No question. Hey, John, always a pleasure. And I screwed you up there. I threw you a curveball at you. I had forgotten that Cale had also entered his name in the transfer portal like Clay did. I know Clay's going to Nevada. I had forgotten that Cale did that as well. But Curtis just reminded me of that. Great stuff. As always.
It's hard to keep a track.
Oh, God. The transfer.
So many kids in the portal.
It's unbelievable. There's no question.
There's 1,000.
And you're not exaggerating. There's like 1,000 kids in the portal.
There are literally 1,000 kids in there, yes.
That is amazing. That is unbelievable. John, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Stay safe. Thanks for
You bet. You as well. John Wilner, as always, at 4:20 on Tuesdays, doing a great job. All right, Tony Softly threw out, he threw out a whopper about a half hour ago because I was giving him a dinky little Derek Carr and draft picks for Russell Wilson based upon you know, something I saw on Twitter. I was just having a little fun, and Tony was like, no, I'm gonna do you one better than that.
Well, you lofted up that softball. I thought I'd hit it right out of the park, man.
Trevor Lawrence and next year's one and 2023 one for Russell Wilson. That's what Tony threw out. We're going to get your text at 49451. See if you think about that coming up next on 950 KJ.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.